Since 2013, five rural hospitals around Georgia have shut down. Dozens more are struggling to keep their doors open. And Georgia lawmakers promise that rural health care will be a priority when they get back together for a new legislative session starting in January. But for some communities, it's already too late. WABE's Ellie Yu takes us now to one southwest Georgia town that lost its hospital.
Cindy Jones still can't help but think about the timing of things. Stuart Webster Hospital, the place her family had gone to for years, closed in March of 2013. A month later, her husband Bill suffered a heart attack.
He came in from a day of farming and ate supper and then sat down to watch David Letterman. And all of a sudden, he got quiet. And we knew something was wrong because he wasn't laughing at David Letterman anymore.
She says it took about 15 minutes for paramedics to arrive. Then it took almost a half hour to drive to Cuthbert, Georgia, because that's where the nearest hospital is now. Soon after, her husband was pronounced dead.
I just feel like that not getting him there within that golden hour, you know, had a lot of bearing on his death.
Her husband, Bill, a peanut farmer, was 52 years old. Joan says she would have taken him to their local hospital had it still been open. That local hospital, Stuart Webster, had 25 beds and an emergency room. It's in the middle of a residential street in Richland.
It's just devastating to see it in the shape it's in now.
I'm here with Sybil Ammons. She used to be the director of nursing at the hospital. Today, the white one-story building is locked up and surrounded by overgrowth. The white paint is chipped.
Oh, it was clean and neat with flowers everywhere. My aunt had planted some daylilies. We took so much pride in this hospital. Everybody here did.
When it closed, about 70 people lost their jobs. Today, Ammons is the county coroner. She says a small hospital still had an important role for everything, from car crashes to hunting accidents.
I mean, we saved a lot of lives. We did have to transfer them to a bigger hospital, but they were stabilized at Stuart Webster.
Stuart Webster is one of five hospitals that have been forced to shut their doors in recent years.
The state of rural hospitals in Georgia is very fragile.
Jimmy Lewis is CEO of Hometown Health, an organization that represents about 50 rural hospitals in the state. He says the math in Georgia just doesn't add up. A town needs about 40,000 people to support a hospital without any subsidies, but there are only about 6,000 people in places like Stuart County.
The rural hospitals, as we know them at this stage of the game, will forever need some kind of subsidy.
And Lewis says subsidies are harder to come by these days. Last year, Georgia lawmakers tried to help by approving a tax credit for people who donate money to rural hospitals. Critics say that only goes so far. Any other solutions from the state legislature, they'll be hashed out starting in January when the session starts. But whatever happens, Lewis says rural counties feel like they're at a disadvantage.
If we're a 10 million population state, the hospitals that I work with only represent about 1.8 million. Politically speaking, 1.8 million of 10 million, the rural community finds itself in a very vulnerable position to the urbanization of the state of Georgia.
Meanwhile, back in Richland, Mayor Adolph McClendon says having a hospital is not just about health, but also about the rural economy.
Broad Street was full of businesses, and it's not full of businesses now. So we are trying to come back, but it's hard.
For nurse Sybil Ammons, attracting new business to Richland without a hospital is a tough sell.
Without health care, people don't want to stay here. I don't blame them.
The town is trying to get a 6-bed emergency treatment center, but the mayor says they're still just talking about it and haven't raised the money. Ellie Yu, WABE News.